So our idea is to live peacefully also with the planet, with our resources, and of course with human beings. That's our vision.
And could you describe what it actually looks like? Are you all in individual houses? Is it communal? Maybe give our listeners a bit of an idea. Achim.
Well, the site that we took was from the East German secret police. And so it was already set. And there's all different kinds of houses, small houses and big places where we have seminars. We are a seminar center also. So most people live in community households together. Each one of us has an individual room for themselves. And then the rest we share. And we also have the meals together and cook together and stuff like that.
How big is that movement in Germany or indeed the rest of Europe?
Oh, in Germany, it's quite big. We have many intentional communities in Germany and also at least 10, 12, which are bigger than 100 residents. And many, many, which are between 20 and 35. And also in Europe, there are many countries, if you start to look at intentional communities, you will find more and more.
And so how does your daily life correspond with the intention of the community living in a more peaceful world, having less of an impact on the environment? How does how you're living day to day, how does that actually work with that?
Well, the first thing we found was that, of course, what is lacking most is social skills. So communication skills, conflict resolution. How do we live our life with others so we don't store up anger and whatever? And how do we share on? How do we share our joy in life? How do we share our beliefs? How do we share everything and are in talk about that?
And then in that sharing of resources, it sounds like there's a consequential reduction in the impact on the environment because everybody doesn't have their own little space that you're sharing those resources.
That's certainly one of the areas. We share cars. We share the houses, so we have a less impact. We don't need each a washing machine or whatever, all the tools. So we share a lot in that. Also by growing our own food in a big scale and caring for the soil, building soil. That's one of my passions, to build soil ecologically.
There are several efforts to get maybe similar co-housing established here in the US and certainly in Boulder County. And there are a lot of barriers to that, whether they're municipal codes, which disallow more than a certain amount of people who aren't related to live together, whether it's just access to land to maybe create this. You know, are there similar barriers in Germany?
No, these barriers don't exist. We've heard about that, and that's sad. And on the East Coast, I know there's quite a lot of communities, intentional communities. On the West Coast, it's more difficult, it seems. And we don't have these restrictions. We don't have a legal form molded for community. That doesn't exist, for example, in the tax issues and stuff like that. It's a bit, we have to form a new way. So we became now a non-profit organization since 1 year to more represent what we are doing anyway.
Well, communication has obviously got to be a really important part of what you do. Now, you've invented or formulated a form of very transparent communication that seems to work very effectively. Could you describe what that is?
On the outside, it looks very simple. So it's a simple form of a circle, and there's two people who are facilitating it. And people who want to share what's in them in the moment, what they are dealing with, what they're thinking about, what they're feeling, they go into the middle and share. And in this process, they are guided a bit by the facilitators, by questions, by going deeper. The idea is to go deeper beyond my opinions and stuff. So I can find out what motivates me in life, what are my values. So we say it's a value forming process.
And has that been effective, certainly around conflict resolution, or if there have
also
been conflicts arising?
It's not a direct conflict resolution method, but it shows you can have the two parts of the conflict become more clear. Why they are in conflict, what moves them, what do they want? And then over time, it can be clarified, or they can find out more common things than separating things. And it's a method that kept us alive for all these years, for more than 35 years, 37 years now. And like this network in the US adopted it, and some communities in Germany adopted it as a process.